Hey sister, we are back for part three, and this is the last part of the 3-day series on overcoming overwhelm, which is part of a live I did in my community on Facebook. Which, by the way, if you aren't a part of my community, sister, what are you waiting for? Please go to bit.ly/let's-be-intentional and join our amazing growing sisterhood. There we pray for each other, we support one another. There's biblical advice, tips, and I even go there live now. So you want to get in a part of be a part of the group, okay? All right, sisters. So today we are gonna go into my wonderful, amazing READ method. That's READ. It is an acronym. Yes, it is. It stands for Read, Engage, Apply, and Decide and Do. All right, so these are methods. This is a method you use when you have about 15 minutes or more to spend a little extra time in your word. Usually for most of us, it will be on a weekend, most likely if you're a full-time, either full-time, a stay-at-home mom or a full-time working mom or full-time working woman who's really busy with a career. All these things apply. So this is the perfect time to do this method. And this is a way for you to get super deep and extremely engaged into the story. Immerse yourself in the story and put yourself in there, and then come out applying it to you and deciding what you will do that week, that month, what God has put on your heart, or even pray through a decision so that you can take action and live the life that God has meant you to live and that Jesus calls all of us to live. So, are you ready? All right, then let's go.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
Before we start, I want to tell you something, my sister. I see you. I know you feel like time has been running from you. You feel stressed practically every day. You're distracted and sometimes even unmotivated to spend time with God. It is so hard for you to hear from God every day because you barely have enough time to get ready, go flying out the door, and start yet another day relying on your own strength and your own wisdom, only to feel defeated again and again. Sister, I know how that feels because I have been there. I'm here to tell you that there is a way for you to hear directly from God every single day and get the strength and guidance you need for the life that Jesus wants you to live. A life to the fullest. A life with purpose and peace. Do you know what it takes, sister? It takes consistently hearing from God through a personal Bible study routine. Sister, it is time to say yes to growing closer to God each day. So, I have a question for you. Are you ready to take back your time with God? Are you ready to stop letting the enemy get in the way of your most important relationship? If you said yes, just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com to book your call with me today. I look forward to hearing from you, my sister. So we're going to use the Read Bible study method to do this verse here, Luke 10, verse 38 to 42. And this is the story of Mary and Martha. Now, who knew this was coming? Put it in the chat. Like if we do a Bible study on overwhelm, don't you think that we're probably going to talk about Mary and Martha? I mean, if you know the story of Mary and Martha, maybe you don't, maybe you're not too familiar. Well, we got to talk about that. And I'm going to use the Read Bible Study method. I'm sure that most of you here have read the story. I don't even know how many times, right? But I'm going to do this. Let's be introspective with this. Let's take the read Bible study method, the one that takes 15 to 20 minutes, but I'm going to shorten it because obviously I want to be done by 8:15. That's my goal, 8:15, 8:20 latest. I'm trying not to have this be too long because I know a lot of people, you have to go about your evenings. So I'm trying to end soon. So I'm going to go through this really quickly. I'm going to read. Let's read. In verse 38, it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, so R is for read. You got to read the verses. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. All right, so as we engage, we're going to go back to this and pretend you're journaling right now. I'm going to just highlight just because it's more practical for me and quicker. I'm going to highlight some things that I'm going to engage with. So again, you can also highlight in your Bibles if you want or whatever you want to do, but note-taking is usually the best recommendation. Okay, so there was obviously a woman named Mary and a woman named Martha, and they were sisters, okay? Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening. I'm going to highlight that. She was at the Lord's feet. I look at that and I'm engaging with this and I'm like, what does this mean? Sitting at someone's feet. First of all, it's a humble position to sit in. It's a humble position. What do you guys think? What do you guys think about that? If you can put it in the chat, if you can participate. As we're engaging with this, I want you to write your thoughts down about this one, just like you did with the other scripture, the Proverbs 31 woman. And thank you, Idania, for participating. I love your participation here in this chat. If you're watching live or even on the replay, just put hashtag replay. Please, please go ahead and comment. As we read, put words that stand out or thoughts that you're having as you read the scripture. So again, I'm highlighting sat at the Lord's feet. In fact, I'll probably even unhighlight listening because that's a different word. I'm going to highlight listening in. This is like what we're getting deep into the scriptures. This is what I'm talking about. When I go into my podcast, sister, and I talk about Bible study, this is what I mean. This is my jam. I love doing this. I could spend, hours. Like, obviously, I can't because, I'm a mom. I got a lot of stuff going on, obviously. I can't. But I could spend hours in the Bible every day if I could. Oh, that'd be like if you paid me to do this. Oh my goodness. Even if you didn't pay me, but if I didn't have all the responsibilities, I would do it. Okay, so that's a humble position. Again, I'm engaging in the scripture, so I'm probably writing down, wow, this is humble, where she's sitting at Jesus' feet. And then the next word I would write down as I'm engaging is listening. She's listening. She's not talking. She's not thinking about her worries of the day, most likely, because it says she's listening. How many times do you sit in a conversation, try to engage, and then you're thinking about something else? Oh, you got to do something. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh, yeah, I can't forget this. I'm guilty. Raising my hand here. I do it more often than I want. But look at Mary. She's listening to Jesus. And I think that's really the example that I think we're taking away from this scripture, from these verses. And then, of course, we're looking at the one who's the opposite, right? So here's a wonderful woman, Martha. Let's not take away from Martha her credit that's due. Let's give her credit. She was hardworking. She was serving people. She was being hospitable. But she was also distracted. Eek. Let's highlight that word, distracted. Ooh. Oopsie. I'll put it in red. Oh, it's probably a little. Okay, I'll put it in orange. Let's put it in orange because you could barely see this when I do it in red. I'm going to do it in orange, light orange. There you go. She was distracted. That is the problem. You ever notice that word? It wasn't that she was busy and she was being hospitable. I think it's awesome. We have to. Like, who's going to do it? Like, we as women and men too, obviously. I'm not just saying the women, right? But if it's our household, usually we're the ones that want to welcome the people here. You know, we want our house to look beautiful, nice, welcoming for the most part. We try. It's not always perfect. You can come in my house on a Friday, and unless I literally pick it up, it's a mess because it's been a week. But I don't want to do that. I want to pick it up and make sure it's beautiful and it's nice, right? As good as it can be. It can't be perfect because I got kids and, you know, it's a mess sometimes. The point being is that her distraction is what the word that's ooh. And that's where we have to, that's my engaging in the scripture. When we are distracted too much by things, we can get overwhelmed easily. Hear me out. The distractions of life nowadays are probably the biggest contributor to our stress, and hence the consistent stress will lead to overwhelm. Like it said in that article I pointed to early by the psychologist, unchecked stress or anxiety leads to overwhelm. Distractions. What are you distracted by? What distracts you every day? Write this down. What distracts you? Your phone? TV? Obviously, we all need our phones now, right? We it's okay to watch some TV. But is it a problem? Is it too much? Is it even an addiction? Now, coming back to the story. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care? Okay, let's highlight that word. I'm having fun with this. Tell me if you're loving this or what. Like, this is just like digging into the word. Okay, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Okay, would you say to Jesus, tell her, like, would you command Jesus to do something? I don't know what to think about that. I'm like, what? But this woman was overwhelmed. I don't think in her right mind she would have said that. Overwhelm causes us to say things or lash out or speak to Jesus this way. You know, we have to be very cautious with what overwhelm can do to us. But there are things we can control. And remember, always with God at the center. So these are the orange things I highlighted. Again, I'm engaging with this. I would be writing this down, but for the sake of time, I'm just highlighting. And of course, Jesus says, and this is the lesson, right? You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better. I'm going to put few things are needed, or indeed only one. I'm going to highlight that. And Mary chose what is better. And he's not going to take it away. Mary chose what is better. What is better? To sit at the feet of Jesus. To focus on Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Martha. She's an amazing, hardworking woman. I'm Martha. I can relate to Martha. I am Martha. That's me. But I want to be more like Mary. And I'm trying. It's a lifelong process, I think. But I think all of us want to be more like Mary. So here's what I did. I applied the verses to my life. I just did that without even thinking about it. I was like, how does this apply to me? I'm Martha, right? So I'll write down, no, I'm Martha. I got to change. Oh my God, totally me. I'm this person. I'll write that down, my thoughts on how it applies to me. And then you decide or pray about what you decide as the D for read. And I will decide to be more like Mary. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect because there's no way. And Mary wasn't perfect either, but she knew that she wanted to listen and sit at the Lord's feet and listen. when you get up in the morning, sister, or whenever that time between you and the Lord is, it's got to be you and the Lord. You need to sit at Jesus' feet and be there to listen to his word, to listen as you read or hear the Bible, listen as you pray and hear his voice, hear him speaking through the Holy Spirit. Listen. It is so important, like Mary. And that's our goal. And that's my encouragement to you, my sister. So again, this is, look, we're done. Like, we did this. It took me longer than I wanted to, but the Read Bible Study Method is supposed to take around 50 minutes or more. And I actually did it probably in a little less. So the Read Bible Study Method is recommended more for when you have a little more time, or if you do, if you have your mornings where, or your time of the day where you do want to dedicate every day to the read instead of the sit, great. And you can always combine. You can do read and still write questions down. You know, it's okay. When you're engaging, you can write questions down as you engage. You don't have to just, you know, you can use the I inquiry and sit with the E. Like, it's okay. I'm just doing this as two different guides for you to help you simplify your Bible study and help you get deeper in the Word in less time. Hey sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.